Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Every day of the week, thousands of primary school children make the journey in and out of school, and the challenge of making these journeys more accessible, more environmentally friendly and easier for families has been discussed many times, yet our roads are still full every morning, with the reduction of traffic very evident during the school holiday. So what can be done to support those families who might be able to ditch the car if they had better alternatives on offer? Well, Evelyn has been into the Liberties in Dublin to hear about a new bike library scheme that's going from strength to strength. And Evelyn is here. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning, Claire.
So you went to the Canalway Educate Together Primary School to hear about this bike library, the bike library. So explain that to us. What does it mean?
Great title, isn't it? I was like, what's that? So if you think about it like this, you know how you go to the library to swap books. In this case, you're swapping bikes. So in this case, right, you're offered the chance to borrow a bike instead of a book, obviously, give it a try out, and it's all for free. And there are so many great features to the scheme. They'll all come up in a few minutes. But one of the key aspects to its success so far, parents have told me, is that you get these bikes for 4 months for free and no fines. So that's a big thing. So it's not just a case of giving it a go. You know, we all know the summery day where we're all going along on our bikes and it's all fabulous and we look like the front of a magazine or a newspaper. The idea is that it's cross season. So you really get to see, does this bike work for you and your family in your real life?
Now, it started out in a school in Dublin last year, had proven so popular, they're now rolling out this idea, the bike library, to more schools, aren't they?
Yeah, it was the brainchild of Professor Francesco Pila, who is a professor and chair of Smart and Sustainable Cities at UCD. He piloted the project first at a school in Harold's Cross Educate Together. That worked so well that demand grew in other primary schools across Dublin. So more bikes now are being provided by UCD, supported by the National Transport Authority's Active Travel Programme, because they all want to encourage families to make a permanent shift, hopefully, to sustainable travel for their daily commutes. So in a nutshell, if you're lucky enough to be in one of these 20 schools actually are coming on board, you get the use of a top-of-the-range e-bike, cargo bike or foldable bike for a few months during the school term. And the idea is to try before you buy, and that's the idea here. So here Professor Francesco Pila, who was on hand to give out the bikes the other day, explains more about the scheme and the success in that first school in Harold's Cross as one of the parents gets to try out and hear about her bike.
And it's all about basically getting more parents to bring kids to school with a bike and not with a car. Try to promote active travel in the school.
This is part of a project that you've been working on. It feels to me like maybe a labour of love. You know, this is something you're really passionate about.
Well, listen, it all started when we were working at a bike sharing scheme with the local authorities. And I just realised that, look, it's all good to get like commuters, workers, get them to commute by bike. But I just figured out there is nothing for families. So if you have kids and you try to get around the city, you either walk or go by car, because buses are just a no-no if you have a 3-year-old kid that is screaming. That started to bug me, and I was like, yeah, there must be a way, because whenever you see the schools are on, the city gets completely jammed of traffic. So it's a bike sharing scheme all for families, and it works like a traditional library. So instead of taking away a book, borrowing a book for 3-4 months, you just borrow bikes for a long time period and see how you feel on an e-bike. Obviously, we are not selling bikes. It's just about getting people to try them for free. And we were able to do this with the great support of the National Transport Authority.
And your own background, your work in UCD?
I'm a professor in Smart and Sustainable Cities in UCD. So my work is all about making our cities, our local communities, more sustainable. And now, if you go in Harold's Cross, you see that there are around 150 bikes parked within the school and no cars.
So Francesco, Monique's just got her bike and heading off there, looks very happy.
Oh yeah, she looks delighted. I'd say she'd be even happier when she does her first hill.
And she hasn't had an electric bike before, so this is big.
Yeah, but basically that's the biggest barrier probably for people, like because electric bikes, e-cargos are all very expensive, so you need to be sure before you buy them. And I think this scheme gives you an opportunity to try them for a long time and get used to them, love them, and hopefully switch for good, you know, leave your car home and get an electric bike.
Now, that was Francesco Pila, who started the whole thing. And the idea, it sounds good on paper, but the new bunch of parents at the bike library, what are they saying about it? And why were they signing up for it, Evelyn?
Yeah, so many things sound good on paper and then you get the reality of it. But they say,
look,
yeah, exactly. You know, like yesterday evening, you know, you're kind of, that's the test, isn't it? They say that this school is located in the heart of the Liberties. So, of course, it's hard, like any school in the city centre, to get there. Parking's a challenge. So they say, a lot of them, that they've been thinking about using bikes more, but it's expensive. expensive, as we know. Do you really want to invest thousands of euro in bikes before you really know if it'll work for your family life? So here there's some more parents getting demonstrations of the bikes.
So you pick what level, just as you're getting used to it, leave it down the lowest level, so probably 1, 2 or 3, and then if it's a windy day or a hill up around 4 or 5. Okay?
So that's only a...
So I live nearby. I was thinking about actually getting a, what are they called, long tail bikes, and
oh,
they have
yeah.
cargo bikes.
These ones the children are behind.
Yeah. So we have a car at home. We live in Dublin 12 and we rarely use it.
Really? Is it because you're deliberately trying not to, or just when you look back at the week, you just don't need it that much?
I just don't need it that much. You know, there's a bus around the corner from us. We walk everywhere, cycle everywhere. If we need to get a big load of shopping, like the car, but other than that...
But in terms of bike, are you an electric bike user or a regular bike?
Regular bike,
so
yeah.
So there's a little draw to an electric bike, isn't there?
There is, but I do like the exercise element of a normal bike. So this is great because I can give it a go, see if I like it or not, and then decide.
And you have family here in the school?
Yeah, I have one boy here. So he has a bike himself and he has the stabilisers on.
Do you want to test it? Yeah, just take your time. What do you think today?
Yeah, there's a good kind of a kick off it.
Oh, yeah.
Can you put something up here, like a child seat
you
up here?
Indeed. We have a child seat up to 22 kilo. We'll be back here next week. It'll only take us literally 3 minutes to fit it. 22 kilo is the max weight for a child on the back, you know?
Okay, cool. Okay.
Happy?
Yeah, very happy.
Really?
Yeah.
You taking it today?
Yeah, of course.
That's just so exciting.
Yeah. Super. Enjoy. See you.
Great adventure. And those bikes, they're specifically aimed at families with young children, the cargo bikes that people might be familiar with, have extra seats. And the team at Canal Bank Way at the school, they're delighted. They really welcome this initiative, don't they, for the pupils?
Of course. I mean, it's such a lovely, it was such a positive morning. The principal there is a cyclist himself, which helps. This is Dermot Stanley, and he supports that idea of encouraging the families to say it. And he looks, while so many of them travel in cars, sorry, in bikes to school, many of the children, he says he sees this as a bigger initiative for the family to have it as part of their family life as such. So here he spoke to me while the bikes were being handed over, and Claire, in true mode, I tried one out for myself.
It is impossible to drive to this school. It's just physically impossible. So people walk and that. But I like to see families really using bikes in every part of their life, not just coming to school. You know, maybe to use it for football training, maybe to use it going shopping.
What reaction did you get from families when you told them you were going to roll out this scheme here at the school?
Well, we got a great response. But what I did do was I hid this item in a newsletter. It was a bit of an Easter egg because we would like to encourage our families to read the newsletter. And I didn't.
So you buried the good news.
I buried the good news.
And see if you were going to find it.
Yeah, the word is out and then everybody's going to read the newsletter. So that's what happened. So part of our ethos would be around ethics in the environment and having sustainable lifestyles, modelling cycling, modelling green transport. That's all part of what we do. And I really encourage that this would enable families to see cycling as the way of moving around the city. You
and
know?
They get them for 4 months. They will get used to them. That's the idea, isn't it?
Exactly. And they can see how it fits in their life and all the parts that it fits in their life, not just getting to school and back or not just getting to work and back. We need to model everything for our children, don't we? You know, if you want to lead anybody, a school community, lead your family, you need to model it. There's no point in telling people about it. You need to lead by example and model.
It's a way of you telling me that I'll be getting up on a bike, I think, quite shortly. But...
Listen, why don't you give a go to one of the bikes?
Try one myself, okay. So, baby Jack, I'll do it if you'll cycle alongside me, okay? You come after the Kuma bike, right?
Yeah, so this is the Kuma. So here's your gears on the right-hand side. I've left that at level 3. So
Francesca, your bike's very fancy looking.
It's exactly like yours.
Exactly like mine. Okay, so here we go.
Cycle, yeah.
Okay, I've gone up to level 8. This is great. Francesca, hurry up. Wow. Jeepers. You know what, Francesca? I'm going to go and I'll see you later, okay? Bye, I'm off.
They're great, aren't they?
Yeah, he couldn't keep up with me.
Yeah,
I was
I'd say
so much better than him at cycling.
Now, Harold's Cross is where in Dublin was where it first started, as you said, and you went back and spoke to some of those who benefited from that first rollout.
Yeah, I mean, Fiona and her 3 children got the use of one of those bikes through the Harold's Cross scheme, and then she's now teaching in Canal Bank Way. So she was really interesting to talk to, and she says, look, I cycle up front and then there's space for her 3 children in the pod that's part of it. But she says it's given them great freedom and time, and instead of trying to get parking and busy mornings, that you can just go up to the door of the creche, for example. So she's a really good living example of how this has worked for her. So here Fiona and her 2 gorgeous daughters tell me more about their bike and how it's worked really well for their family life.
I'm a huge fan of this initiative. I would never have been able to invest that much money in an e-cargo bike to get myself using it on a daily basis, but it's just revolutionized my school drop and my dropping my children in the morning.
In what way?
So I have three children in three different locations.
Your morning is madly busy, right?
Yeah. So I used to like drive in like super early to school and be here just doing the crash drop, because you have to try and park up, get the kids out, get not block over the other people. So with a cargo bike, I can literally pull up to the door, hop in, and then on to the next school. It's just a revolutionary way to travel. It's brilliant. And then picking up children in the afternoons, like they sit in, they have their snacks. It's just a steadier pace. And even when it's raining, like they're covered in, so they're happy out. So I can't explain how much benefited our lifestyle.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And how many kilometres have you racked up now? Because I've heard a rumour.
I'm approaching 1,000 kilometres on the cargo bike. I didn't really see that I would be going to football matches in it, go to the park in it, go around to football training in it. My youngest, he would hang out in it while the girls play football. So it's even brought that part of our lifestyle together as well, whereas before it would have been hard not having a place for him to play or to be stationary at the side of a pitch, where it's just brilliant to have a transportable space to play in.
Do you mind telling me your name and your age?
Alex.
And what age are you, Alex?
7.
And your sister's down here.
My name's Laura and I'm 12.
Okay, now you guys are using the cargo bike with your mom.
Yeah. Well, it's really nice, like going in the morning and we're all together and it works really well.
And how about the wet days? Because that's the bit that people go, oh, I don't want to be on a bike on the wet days.
You get a roof.
So you're nice and dry inside.
Yeah. Like, and I know, especially for our brother's crash, there's a garage beside it. So
your mom was saying she can pull up to the door of the crash.
Yeah, and so if Tom doesn't want to go to school, it's a lot easier to get him in the door then.
We all know that one. Would you recommend it to other families?
Yeah, I really like going in it. And the electric one makes a really big difference because we can go more places.
Do you think it's a good idea?
Definitely.
Great idea in urban areas, but if you're in rural Limerick or Longford or Offaly, 100%. That's not going to work for you. But listen, let's hope that it rolls out to as many schools as possible. Evelyn, thank you very much. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.